The Coeur d'Alene tribe says Idaho's governor didn't act fast enough in April when he vetoed a gambling bill the tribe supported. The North Idaho tribe Wednesday asked the state Supreme Court to invalidate Otter's veto. Jessica Robinson explains.
Once upon a time, the state of Idaho declared slot machines illegal. It's now in the state constitution. Then one day in 2013, the legislature decided to allow something called instant racing. Those are gambling devices based on historical horse races. Then this year, the legislature decided to ban them. Some people complained they were too close to slots, including the Coeur d'Alene tribe. The tribe operates its own casino under an agreement with the state. The Republican Idaho legislature voted in comfortable majorities to make instant racing devices illegal again. But then the Republican governor reversed that reversal with the stroke of his veto pen. Instant racing machines would not be banned after all. Only the tribe says the governor missed his deadline. They argue in a petition to the Idaho Supreme Court that the ban should go into effect because Otter didn't deliver his decision to the Senate within the 5 days required by law. A spokesman for Governor Otter declined to comment. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.